This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump at the annual Easter egg roll at the White House a short time ago, talking about Pope Francis, who died early this morning at the age of 88.
He was a good man, worked hard. He loved the world, and it's an honor to do that.
Firsts for Pope Francis. He was the first Jesuit ever to be Pope and, born in Argentina, with the name Jorge Mario Bergoglio, was the first from Latin America elected to lead the Catholic Church. After his funeral mass and burial, a new Pope will be chosen by cardinals from around the world. This is ABC News contributor Father John Walk in Rome.
The conclaves, which have been around now for, since the 13th century, are essentially designed to make sure that the voice of the Holy Spirit is heard while the Pope is being elected.
Pope Francis reached out to the disenfranchised and to the poor and to refugees. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin fell under $3. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy.
After reaching prices of over $3.21 per gallon last week, here in La Crosse, the average price is just above $3 per gallon to start the week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a line item veto in the 2023 biennial budget did not violate the state constitution. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The court's dissenting opinion called the majority ruling, quote, a blow to the Constitution. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. So our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still battling a brutal wind today, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures stay mild though, scraping the low 50s before we warm things up to about the mid 60s tomorrow. But chances of scattered showers and some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Earl Ingram.
It's the final episode of the Earl Ingram Show. I want to thank everyone. I'll share on how to stay connected, and then attorney Scott Harris will join me in the studio to share his inspiring story.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, after the 11:30 news, we try and lighten things up for the last 30 minutes of the show. We're going to talk about song lyrics we all get wrong, so start thinking about those. Song lyrics we all sing incorrectly. That's coming up after the 11:30 news, and then we'll wrap it up, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Sand Between Your Toes edition. There is also a video element involved with that, so I hope you can stick around. Right now, though, delighted to have her back in studio with us. Colleen McCarthy with Versity is here, along with Gloria Werner. And I'm so delighted to have you both. This is something that we're really passionate about on our show. And I think the more people learn and the more people understand, the less intimidating and frightening, and more people are just more open to thinking about, that's something I could do. This is something that I would like to do. So thank you both ladies for coming in this morning. Colleen, you may want to pull that mic down just a little bit so we can hear you. All right. Gloria, first of all, thank you for being willing to talk about your story and your experience. If you would just explain for the audience who's listening, your experience with organ donation.
So I'm a donor mom. Our 14-year-old son passed away as a result from a brain injury. And we were faced with the question of, have you ever thought of organ donation? And when my husband and I thought about it, our son was a very, he loved helping people. We knew that he thought it was cool if he could save someone's life. And we've had a really good experience through it, and actually have met his heart recipient.
Wow.
Who was a 4.5-year-old little boy from Green Bay, only 2 hours from our home. So through that, it's made me really want to raise awareness for organ donation because we have seen such a huge impact, and we don't have our son, but we get to watch this little boy, and he's 12 now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we have just come a long way. So I just want to show people that even as a donor mom, that it can be rewarding.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your son, first and foremost.
Oh, thank you.
But and also grateful to you and your husband for making that decision. That's got to be, this is something you had not discussed with your son was a teenager.
Right.
I'm sure that's not the discussion that you ever had.
Right.
Were you a little taken aback when people first approached you about your son becoming a donor?
I think, of course, you know, I think because it's like
little...
you don't want to accept the fact that he's dying, right?
Sure.
You know, so
sure.
Then when they ask you, it's kind of like, oh, you know, But our older son, when he got his license, he was approached with that question, and we're like, why not? You know, and I know I signed my license because I'm like, well, I'm not going to need my organs when I'm gone, right?
There's
you
that.
Know?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So just knowing our son, like I said, he'd have been like, oh, you know, that's cool, you know?
Well, it's got to kind of feel like he's looking down now watching this 12-year-old go on to live a life.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's awesome, and we have a great relationship with them, and they come. We have a Play for Kate event that we do every year to raise awareness for organ donation, and they come every year, and people get to meet them. And
that's so awesome.
So awesome.
That is.
It is.
That is not necessarily the case for everyone. Not every donor family will meet the recipient, correct, Colleen?
That's right. It is such a emotional time frame for both the transplant recipient and the donor family. And so after some time passes, it's common for the families to decide to write each other. But, just having that connection, being able to share a little bit about who your loved one was, the transplant recipients are so grateful. You know, even if they may not have the strength to write that letter because they may feel all the emotions, you know, they understand that they got the second chance at life means that somebody had just a devastating loss. And so these transplant recipients are so grateful. And I think our donor families like Gloria are just amazing people. They just the best of humanity. And how Gloria and her family honor Cade through his legacy of sharing with the community what this gift really did. It's just so incredible what donation does for families, both the donor families and the transplant recipients.
Gloria, when you talk to folks, what are some of the stopping points for people? What questions do people ask you about? Or do you ever feel like there's this, well, that was lovely that you do that, but I could never do that because?
Well, I think some people are afraid that they're not going to be saved if they have their organ, if they have their license signed, if they're an organ donor. And there's just so many myths, I think, out there.
Is that really a thing?
It is.
It is. It is.
That.
Right. Right. And that's why they do these outreach tables, and we try to raise awareness to let people know that all these myths are not true. And
just so I'm getting, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. There are some people who are concerned that if you have a donor dot on your license, they're not going to work very hard to save you because they want to donate your organs. Mm-hmm. That's not a thing.
Correct.
It's not a thing. The hospitals, the physicians, the nurses, all the hospital staff do everything they can to preserve life, to save a life. And our organization, the Organ Procurement Organization that serves Eastern Wisconsin, we are only involved when it is determined that a patient is futile. And that's that partnership and collaboration between hospitals really ensures that the donor families have as much support as possible wrapped around them during a very difficult time.
And there are also very specific circumstances, correct?
That's right.
In order to be able to donate an organ.
That's right. You know, organ donation is very, very rare. In order for somebody to be considered as for an organ donation, they have to be in a hospital on a ventilator and pass away in a hospital. And so that narrows down the number of people that could potentially be donors. So
right.
It's a very, very specific criteria. And if you think just, you know, from a national perspective, you know, about 2.5 million deaths every single year in the United States, but only 17,000 deceased organ donors last year. So every single opportunity is so rare, and the hospitals, the donation teams just need to surround these families with as much support as possible to help them through this really tough time.
If you're just joining us, Colleen McCarthy is here from Versity, and we're talking about organ and tissue donation, and Gloria Werner is here. She is a donor mom whose son donated his organs and his heart, and now a 12-year-old. Is moving forward with a life because of that wonderful gift that you gave. How many people are signed up to be organ donors?
You know, in Wisconsin, about 54% of people that have a driver's license are signed up.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but I know in Wisconsin we can do better. I think, you know, when just the public polls say, you know, 90% plus people support organ donation, but just a little over half actually take the step to sign up. And so this is why we are in the community. This is why we are so happy to partner with Gloria and Play for K to keep spreading awareness. Wouldn't it be amazing if 90% of people that think donation is a positive thing to take that step to actually sign up?
Are we just all assuming that someone else is going to do this? Is that what it is?
I think so. And people don't talk to their families about their wishes either. That's the other thing. Like if you are signed up, like talk to your family, because it's really hard for the families to like let them go or to do that sometimes.
But if this is something that you want, you need to talk to your family so that they don't override this decision that is yours, right? To make sure that they understand what you want.
That's right. You know, donation should be part of all your advanced healthcare planning, end of life planning. And it's an important decision to make. And I think it's not a fun topic to talk about sometimes.
It's not.
You have to take the step to plan for what you would want. And when you make that decision, when you sign up to be an organ donor, that is a legal decision. And so you want to be able to share that with your family, but that is just the decision that we will honor. People have the, you know, the right to make that decision for themselves. And, but when that time comes, it is just a very difficult time for family. And so if the family understands and knows what their loved one's wishes are, that helps just a little bit during a tough time.
Yeah. If you are already signed up to be an organ donor, please make sure that your family understands what your wishes are. As you said, it's a difficult, horrible time. But again, if you know what you want and you, what you want to see carried out on your behalf, it's just critically important to do that. For folks who are not on a ventilator, in those very specific circumstances, you can still donate, correct?
People can still be considered for tissue donation, and tissue donation is an amazing gift. One tissue donor can help over 75 people through skin grafts. People that have had suffered from third-degree burns, a skin graft can help with that. Bone grafts can help people with fractured spines or prevent amputation. So these gifts are life-enhancing, life-saving. It can help people walk again, can help people see again through corneal donation. So tissue donation is so incredible as well.
So corneal donation is considered under tissue.
That's right.
Oh, that's really important to know. That's really important to know because, again, not everyone is going to fall under those very special circumstances where you're on a ventilator in a hospital and that's where you expire. Don't let that stop you from signing up to be an organ donor. Seriously, if 75 people, that's remarkable. That's just remarkable.
It is. The peace that that gives to the families is really comforting. You know, people find healing power in donation. So not only is it a gift for these transplant recipients, but it is also peace and comfort to the donor family that have lost a loved one.
If you have a question about organ donation, give us a call, send in a text, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Cassandra from New London is up. Cassandra, we'll take you on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
She gives me, and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin B. on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Colleen McCarthy is here from Versity, and so is Gloria Werner, who is a donation mom. Your son passed away about 8 years ago at the age of 14, and you not only donated his heart, you were telling me off the air, Gloria, but what other organs did he donate?
His liver, both his kidneys and his pancreas.
That's amazing. And you've heard from all four recipients.
Yes, we have. His liver went to a teenage girl, and his kidney and then kidney pancreas went to two elderly gentlemen.
What did they say?
The kidney recipients, he was a Vietnam vet, and he donated one of his kidneys to his brother before he went.
Oh, wow.
And then now he needed one, so he got kind of bumped up on the list then, so he got his one of Cade's kidneys. And the other elderly gentleman, he was a grandpa, and now he can play with his grandkids and could live a normal life and didn't have to, probably be on dialysis, I'm assuming.
Yeah, forever.
And the teenage girl that got his liver, they just said that she was doing well and hoped that she, continued. So
what a wonderful testament for your son's life.
So it was pretty awesome to hear from him. And that is so rare. Like, we know we're very fortunate. It's not usual that.
Yeah. Well, and it's a very individual thing, Colleen, as we were talking about. Not everyone wants to follow up and have that relationship. But if you're able to do that, that's just an extra gift, mm-hmm. I guess. We're going to talk to Play for Cade in just a second. But Cassandra from New London has been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Cassandra. Did you have a question about organ donation?
I really had more of a comment. I'm a nurse that works kind of with donors and families. So, just kind of talking about like the myths and things that are out there. I know you guys touched on it, and just to kind of say, we do everything we can for these patients that come in, whether it's a traumatic brain injury or something else. And, we do everything we can, and it's so hard. And I thank Gloria for coming on and telling her story, because the families, it's very selfless, especially in such a tough time. I get a ton of, I feel so much gratefulness in my job, when we get to do these things. And, we truly do, like I said, I can't say it enough, but we do everything that we can for these patients. And then, when we have done everything we can, this is the one silver lining that we try to get from this terrible experience because, you know, it's hard on the care team as well, especially, I mean, we have had young people like Cade as well, and that's always, it's so hard, and we try our best, and sometimes, you know, there's limits to
what you can do. Sure. Appreciate it, Cassandra. And again, it's just, it's important to remind people, these are falsehoods that people are telling about organ donation and the process of organ donation. No one's going to try and speed up your demise in order to donate your organs. That's just not how it happens. Tell us about Play for Cade, Gloria.
So Play for Cade originated when we wanted to do something to remember Cade each year. And a wonderful friend of mine, she runs the baseball program in Rubicon, and Cade was huge into baseball. Both of my boys were. And she's like, we're going to do a baseball tournament called Play for Cade. And so it morphed into like a 5-day.
Wow.
Yeah. We start baseball on Wednesday. It's Mother's Day weekend every year. And we also, so we have 3 levels of play for baseball. So, and we play at a couple different locations. Now all the other communities have gotten involved.
That's
so
cool.
It's absolutely amazing, the support. But then we also do a beanbag tournament because at our like family camping, my nieces and nephews, they remember Cade and Cody, my other son, they always would win the bags tournament. So my niece is like, we got to have a bags tournament. So she runs the bags tournament, and it is definitely a hoot. And then we also, one of the highlights of the weekend is we get all of Cade's friends and our older son Cody's friends, and they play against the Ashpen Old Timers, which is a softball team, and they're all like 65 to 90 year old gentlemen who they play a game against them.
That's hilarious.
It is fantastic. It's like a comedy sport.
I bet.
They come in their grain truck with their walkers and their canes.
Fair fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
So it turned into this huge organ donation awareness is what we do. And we have like big posters. We feature people in the community that we know that have had either recipients or live donors or, you know, regular, you know, donors. Yep. And it's pretty awesome.
That's the best way to get the word out, though, right? Is just talking to people one-on-one if you have the opportunity to explain the process, to explain how this works, to take away some of the mystification and some of the scariness about it, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why we'd like to have you here. We've only got about a minute left. We had one question I wanted to get to. Can you be too old to donate, Colleen?
No, you cannot be too old to donate. And that is another myth. People think, I'm too old, I'm too sick, but no. The oldest donor in the United States was 96 years old, and he donated his liver. And
wow.
It really highlights, you know, these people that are waiting are so sick. They have no other option. They will pass away if they don't get a second chance. And so the transplant hospitals have had amazing success transplanting organs from more medically complex donors or older donors, and they can still have a great outcome for a recipient.
If you have questions or anything, we're going to put the link in there so you can contact Versity and find out more. We'll also put a link in there to Play for Cade. If you would like, if you're in the Rubicon area, Hartford, that's my old stomping ground. That's where I grew up. Go watch the game between the old timers and the kids. That sounds great. Gloria Werner, thank you so very much for sharing your story. Really, really. Really appreciate it. Colleen McCarthy, always lovely to see you. Thank you so very much. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Someone knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. Let them in.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. In the city government to start the week here in La Crosse, there are four committees scheduled to hold meetings today. The Board of Public Works, Board of Zoning Appeals, Aviation Board, and Board of Harbor Commissioners will meet. There are also meetings later in the week for the Redevelopment Authority and Economic and Community Development Commission. With construction season beginning, there have been dozens of rezoning and permit requests for the city government to consider so far in 2025. The La Crosse County Board passed a resolution and sent it to state and federal legislators urging Congress to avoid cutting funds for Medicaid. In particular, the county mentions the potential for losing funding for mandated programs for children and the elderly, skilled nursing services, WIC, and mental health. The resolution states that the proposed federal cuts would devastate the county's budget to continue providing those services, and that the bill may pass too quickly for the public to understand the local impacts. Federal budget cuts planned in a bill currently in Congress are set to close over two dozen research laboratories and collaborative offices for the NOAA. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced.
Already, the agency has been affected by mass layoffs of probationary employees by the Trump administration the past 2 months. This week will be very spring-like with multiple chances for rain, but a warm-up is on the way as well. Highs today will reach the mid-50s, but it will be windy and cloudy. There's a chance of showers each of the next 5 days. By Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have temperatures right around 70 degrees here in the Cooley region. Our best chance of widespread rain is Thursday into Friday, when temperatures will fall slightly into the 60s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Still battling a brutal wind today, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures stay mild though, scraping the low 50s before we warm things up to about the mid 60s tomorrow. But chances of scattered showers and some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival program director Kirsten Larson, and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Want to give our thanks again to Colleen McCarthy from Versity and also to Gloria Warner, who is a donor mom.
Yeah.
Her son died at the age of 14 and went on to help four people.
Yeah.
Because of his organ donation.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's kind of a miracle.
Get that dot on your driver's license.
Tom from Jackson did have a question we didn't get around to. Do you have to die in a hospital to donate an organ? From what I understand, Tom, you do need to be in a hospital on a ventilator in order to donate organs. However, tissue donation, which can include your cornea, I believe she said, you don't have to be in a hospital. You don't have to be on a ventilator. So you can still sign up to be a donor. Even if you don't die in a hospital on a ventilator, they are going to be able to use something.
And we will put Versity's information into the show notes today. And I encourage any and all of you to contact them with
for any questions. Absolutely.
And also to sign up for blood donations as well. We always need blood. There's always a shortage.
Yes.
So contact them, find out more, get down there, get that dot on your ID because it's so, so very, very important.
Stacy from Waukesha texting in, listening on WAUK. My late sister-in-law, who was a nurse, her untimely death benefited over 200 people. That's astonishing.
That's amazing. That's crazy pants amazing.
It is.
Oh.
So, again, even if you only help one person, it's worth it.
Yes.
And talk to your families about it.
Mm-hmm.
If this is something you've decided to do as an individual, I don't care how old you are, talk to your immediate family so they know what your wishes are.
Yes, absolutely.
And so they will follow those. Okay, it is time to lighten things up just a little bit for the last half an hour of the show for a segment we like to call Audio Sorbet.
The harps.
The harps. Set the tone. Wrong song lyrics.
Yeah.
We've all done it. We've all sung them. Yep. We've all been pretty confident in what we think the band is saying until someone catches us out and goes, that's not what they're saying.
You know, that's not the lyrics, right?
That's not actually what they're saying. So what song lyrics did you always get wrong?
Yeah.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're talking wrong song lyrics. Which song lyrics have you often gotten incorrect? 855-752-4842.
I'll kick it off right now.
Go ahead.
There's an oldie but goodie. And before I say what it is, I want Calvin to play the clip. It is from the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Calvin, can you play that clip?
Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
So growing up,
yes,
we all know it's the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Correct.
But I always sang it as the girl with colitis goes by.
The girl with colitis?
You know, she's got an aversion to peanuts and whatnot, Jane. It's a real condition that she should be able to walk down the street and be recognized as a human.
I'm amazed you knew what colitis was.
Because it just sounded right to me. I never knew what it was. It's just the girl with colitis. Yeah, of course.
The girl with colitis goes by.
Of course it's what
naturally.
Yes. And
finally some recognition for the people who suffer with colitis.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a good one. I always liked that one.
855-752-4842. Which song lyrics have you always gotten wrong? 855-752-4842. Chris in Madison listening on WMDX.
Yes, that's one too.
Bad moon rising. There's a bathroom on the right. Yes. No, there's a bad moon on the rise. Isn't that what it is?
Are you sure, Jane?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that's what the liberal media wants you to believe.
There's a bad moon on the rise, not there's a bathroom on the right.
There's a bathroom on the right. And light a match. All right.
Tom from West Ellis is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Which song lyrics Have you always, or did you used to get wrong until it was pointed out that, yeah, it's not that?
Well, it wasn't me. It was a friend of mine who honestly thought that Elton John's Someone Saved My Life Tonight. He looked at me and says, why is he singing Someone Shaved My Wife Tonight?
What? Wow, Tom, you may want to have a second look at that friend. I'm not.
But you know what? I don't know why someone shaved his wife tonight.
It happens.
It happens.
It happens.
We're accepting of all people.
Tom, did he ever explain why he thought it was that?
He honestly thought that's what Elton was singing.
Was that the last time you ever hung out with him?
Yes.
Actually, I still see him from time to time, and I give him hell for that.
Oh, that is priceless. Good. Thank you so much, Tom. That's great. 855-752-4842. Which song lyrics have you misheard over the years? There's a lot of them, too. Yeah. A lot of them that are classic. People often think Justin Timberlake is singing It's Gonna Be May. And It's Gonna Be Me.
Yes. So that's now. Well, it's a thing now. He in this in Bye Bye Bye. It's gonna be me. He says me, but he says May. So now everyone says, oh, you know, well, it, just in a few days, Jane.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
855-752-4842. Misheard song lyrics. Which is your favorite? Jim from Timberlake is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us. What is your song lyric?
Good morning. This is Jim from Brookfield. But anyway, all good. The Beach Boys song, California Girls, digs a French bikini. My buddy always would sing it a fresh bikini, but it's a French bikini on a Hawaiian Isle girl. So anyway, it was the Beach Boys, California Girls.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much. We all do it. We've all done it.
When I go to the beach, I always have a fresh bikini.
You like it to be fresh.
Yeah, they want to be fresh.
It's new. 855-752-4842. Steve from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Steve. What is your song lyric?
Hi, from the Stone song, Honky Tonk Woman. I always thought it was met a gypsy barroom queen in Memphis, but it's gin-soaked. Barroom queen in Memphis.
Well, to be fair, it's Mick Jagger. You never know what he's saying.
That's true.
There's a wonderful scene in the movie Jumping Jack Flax with Whoopi Goldberg where she's trying to, before the days of Google, she's trying to decode the lyrics of Jumping Jack Flash. It's hilarious because she cannot figure out
what
that man is saying.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you so much. Calvin, can we play clip number two, please? Because this is a classic one that someone has texted in about. Play clip number two, please. Eric from Madison, Jimi Hendrix, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy.
That's right.
That's been misquoted for decades.
Decades. Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky.
The sky.
But everyone's like, really going to kiss a guy? I guess Jimmy's open-minded.
Jimmy was cool.
He's a cool dude.
Steve from Mount Horeb listening in Madison on WMDX shares Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I said Trampensies. Gypsies, Trampensies.
I think I told you this when we were kicking this around some time ago. The TV show Full House, I didn't pull a clip, but the TV show Full House, their theme song starts with the lyric, whatever happened to predictability?
Okay.
And when that show came out, I was very young and I didn't really, whatever. I heard whatever happened to the Dick DeBenedetti. I thought Dick DeBenedetti was like a singing group from the 50s. What? Yeah, all right. I wasn't that smart. I was in remedial reading. The point is, I heard that, and one day, of course, I sang it in front of my sister, and she was like, what did you just say? I'm like, whatever happened to the Dick DeBenedetti? She's like, that's not what he's saying.
That's not it.
Who's Dick DeBenedetti? Like, you tell me. It's been a mystery.
Wrong song lyrics that we were convinced at one time were correct. Wrong song lyrics, 855-752-4842. Linda from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. You know that one song, Blinded by the Light?
Yes.
That one, the chorus is wrapped up, and is it like a douche in the night?
It's a yep. It's a deuce.
It's a deuce.
A deuce and a quarter.
Revved up like a deuce.
Yep.
You're not the only one, Linda, who's been singing douche for decades.
That's exactly what it sounds like, especially the Manfred Mann version.
Oh, yes.
The Manfred Mann sounds like he's just saying douche. And you're like, okay.
Wow.
It's a very clean person.
Liz from Saukville, listening on WAK. Thank you, Linda. Really appreciate that. It's so embarrassing, but I thought the Rolling Stones were singing Pistachio instead of Can't Start Me Up.
Okay.
My three brothers made an entire song of alternative lyrics.
That is very, that's a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. Aaron Zommer says, when I first heard Get Lucky by Daft Punk on the radio, the volume was so low. I did not hear I'm Up All Night to Get Lucky. I heard I Love My Mexican Monkey.
What?
It's I get especially when the robots are singing it too. I get that, Aaron. I get that.
855-752-4842. Misheard song lyrics. Megan C. in Wauwatosa listening on WAUK. Benny and the Jets. This is classic. She's got electric boobs. Her ma has two. You know, I read it in a magazine. You're not alone, Megan. There are a lot electric. The
She's got electric boobs.
But she has electric boots,
a mohair suit. You know, I read it in
a magazine.
Yeah. This one for me as a Metallica fan is great because I've never heard this before. Steve in Green Bay listening to WGBW knew a guy who thought Metallica was singing Sad Patrol instead of Sad But True. So I have a song called Sad But True. But now all I'll ever hear is Sad Patrol.
Misheard song lyrics, 855-752-4842. This one, no name coming in on this one. We built the city from Starship. We built this city. The line is, we built this city on rock and roll.
Yes.
He heard it as, we built this city on sausage rolls.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. One of the other things, too, about this whole thing, I don't know if Calvin brought this to the table or if you brought the article about people getting wrong lyrics tattooed on their body.
Oh, Calvin, this is recent, too, yeah. Calvin, I think.
Yeah, this was trending recently. There's a Young Thug, the rapper, has a lyric where he says, hustlers don't stop, they keep going. But it's become a meme where I'll just play the song so you know what it sounds okay. like.
Horses don't stop, they keep going. Hey, you can lose your life, but it's gonna keep going.
Yeah, and it does sound like he's saying horses.
It does sound like horses.
But he's also not wrong.
So then this young kid got a tattoo of horses don't stop, they keep going.
I want to just be clear, too. He didn't just get a tattoo. He got his entire back covered in this idea of a tattoo that says, which, by the way, with gorgeous horses tattooed on his back.
Oh, that's nice.
It looks really nice, but it says, horses don't stop, they keep going. But he's also not wrong. And I say, find your glory, find your bliss.
Just write your own song.
Yeah, exactly.
You can write your own song to go along with it. Song lyrics that we frequently get incorrect. Looking at another one, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
The one from Titanic.
Yes, yes, yes.
I believe that the heart does go on. I believe that hot dogs go on.
Well, yeah.
I guess.
Okay. All right.
And finally, from Greece, I got heels. They're made of plywood. No, it's I got chills. They're multiplying. It happens.
Wait, I got what?
We got things. We get things wrong from time to time.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
When we return, we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with Tisbat. This shouldn't be a thing. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Aaron on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Kelly Tini on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were doing a little segment on misheard song lyrics. And I just want to get a couple more in. Stacy, listening in Madison on WMDX. My 12-year-old son thought Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap was Dirty Deeds Thunder Sheep.
I love that.
Dirty Deeds.
And you know he said, Dirty Deeds Thunder Sheep.
Love it. And Jan from Oak Creek, just to tell you, there's an older book called Cuse Me While I Kiss This Guy. That's so great. It's a compilation of misheard song lyrics. I think it's out of print. But you might be able to find it somewhere. I found mine at a used bookstore. It's great fun. That's great, Jen. We will look for that. Have a good day and good luck on our new schedule.
Thank you very much.
Wednesday.
When is that? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
9 to 11.
9 to 11. Things are going to be shifting a little bit on the Civic Media schedule. Not to worry. It's going to be Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9. Us, we're moving up. Greg and Calvin and I from 9 to 11. Yep. Tom Hartman takes over 11 to 2. Todd Allbaugh from 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. Fans of John and Gordy in Madison and Mano and the mayor in Green Bay, no worries. They're staying right there. Earl Ingram will be continuing to do special reports and some deep dives on issues specific to Milwaukee. So he's going to be doing a lot of great work in that way as well. So that's all coming up on Wednesday when we shift things a little bit here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 11:53, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says... at civicmedia.us. This is from the Herald Times reporter, Dan Basso from the Lansing State Journal with the byline. Headline reads, Rock Hunter Rescued After Sand Nearly Swallows Him on Lake Michigan Beach. I found this over the weekend. Saturday, while at Vans Beach in Leyland, this is in northern Michigan, rock hunting, my boyfriend was quickly consumed by what looked like 2 inches of water right along the shore. This is from Brianne Sitka. It took him just seconds for him to be this deep. He was waist deep. His leg caught sideways, which actually stopped him from sinking more, but then they couldn't get him out. So they're looking for rocks along the shore on Saturday, just minding their own business. Looks like a little 2 inches of water. They say firefighters who eventually got called because they couldn't get him out. He stuck up to his waist in the sand right on the shore.
I don't understand why Jane or Calvin or anyone isn't freaking out about this more. This is a quicksand issue here, okay?
This isn't something that you see very often.
No.
There's speculation that this man was walking in an area where sand from harbor dredging had been dumped and it wasn't stable yet.
Oh.
It's unexpected. He hit a soft pocket where perhaps the sand hadn't settled. We have never had an incident like this.
Yeah, of course not.
The Leyland Township Fire and Rescue were called out. Firefighters dispatched to aid him. They found him stuck in the sand. They got a life jacket to him and then got a rope around him. And finally, firefighters helped dig around him so they could get his legs out. It took about 10 minutes.
If that was me, I would just be sitting there making all the fun.
All the jokes?
All the jokes. Come on.
You could have been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Without their help, says his girlfriend, he never would have gotten out. Had this been a single person, a child, or an animal, I can't say the outcome would have been the same. Please be aware. I don't want this to happen to you. Stay safe and welcome to spring. There's a video element we will include in the show notes so you can take a look at this. But again, it was a happy ending. She says, after warming up, we've had nothing but laughs about this from this wild adventure.
We call him Johnny Quicksand for the rest of his life.
Johnny Quicksand.
I am Johnny Quicksand.
I like that. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow is going to be here.
We can't wait.
We cannot wait. He's going to be joining Todd Alba. We're going to be going back and forth between Todd and Pat Kreitlow. Yep. Moving forward here on Civic Media, and then later on in the week, Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance is going to join us on Wednesday in our new hours, and we're going to talk specifically about the Trump tariffs and what is the reaction from Wisconsin small businesses and how are they being affected by this? Small businesses really drove Wisconsin's economic recovery after COVID.
Yeah. I'm seeing videos all over the place of small businesses, farmers, everyone who's seen all their prices going up because of tariffs. And as all politicians will tell you, small business, it's the backbone of America.
It's the backbone of America.
So we'll see how that's being handled by the Trump administration.
We'll be talking about that coming up on Wednesday. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and sharing your silly song lyrics. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Following the death of Pope Francis, condolences are coming in from around the world, and the faithful mourning the loss of the 88-year-old, the first Jesuit elevated to the papacy, and also the first pope from the Southern Hemisphere born outside Europe since the 8th century. Bells tolled from St. Peter's Basilica hours after the Pope made his final public appearance there on Easter Sunday, offering blessings and later riding in an open car through St. Peter's Square. Father John Walk is at the Vatican.
The feeling in St. Peter's, I think, is one of surprise. People are a bit stunned that this news of the Pope's passing should come immediately on the heels of Easter Sunday.
At the White House today, President Trump ordering flags lowered to half staff in his honor across the country and called the Pope a good man. Vice President J.D. Vance had just met with Pope Francis last week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.